please stand.
A pledge of allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, with its words will I hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Savior whose kingdom stands. One Savior, crucified, who is and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight. Prayer list: Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Love, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jarlene Strontz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Love, Jeremy Matthews and family, Frank and Lou Ann, Larry Burns and family, Kayla, Anna, Abby, Haley Mills, Susanna, of course, this member Mark Thomas, Karina's husband and family, Louis Botto, and I also remember Had's sister and niece, and the couple that dropped by this morning. I just remember Leon, the loved one there that's sick. And also, a friend of mine, Donna, and I don't know what her last name is now, her married name is, but her husband's dad is ill, so he's at Baptist also, so let's remember him. Just pray that the Lord bless these folks. Anybody got anything to add to?
Remember my special object.
Amen.
And I was thankful for saving me and letting me be back tonight and just ask y'all to keep praying for family and just everybody.
Hey, one thing to work for saving me and letting me be here this evening. Remember, Preacher Austin Klein, he's pastor of Azor Baptist Center in Kayser. He had the flu. And then he had a sinus infection. As he thought he was going to be over by this morning, but he texted me yesterday. He's like, "Preacher, I just don't think I can do it." So he asked me to come preach for him this morning. I really want to thank the Lord for helping us the way he did this morning. Because everything he just lined everything up. You know those instances. You know, sometimes you go and you preach and, you know, that's kind of just it. And there's other times in various situations in our lives when God just lines up so many things that you look at that and you say, "It had to be God."
Yep.
And this morning was one of those services. Preacher Austin was telling us some of the background leading up to it. And, you know, those times where they pick out the songs and it lines up with the message and you didn't tell them what you were preaching and they didn't tell you what songs that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just God just lined everything up. And I really appreciate it when the Lord does that because, you know, that helps our faith. And, you know, I wish we didn't need stuff like that. I don't know if anybody else does. I do. Just I really appreciate that. And appreciate everybody praying for Jan. She's in her apartment now, and she's pretty well got all the big stuff that she needs, and there have just been so many people that have just given and given and given and given. Just really pray that Jan would see the love of Christ in that, and that he would draw her to himself, and that he would protect her there. It looks like a good little neighborhood. Everything seems real quiet, you know, so pray that the Lord would keep her safe there. And pray for Christy, too, that really what I've been praying is that God would just bring her to the end of herself.
Yep.
And that she would remember that God's been there waiting on her the whole time.
Yep.
You know, that she would turn to him. So just pray that whatever means it would please God to use to bring that about, that he would cause that to be.
Thank you.
grace of having the health to be able to come. Lord, we do pray that you would continue to bless our bodies, that we might be able to serve you and do what you would have us to do, that you give us some grace and help in those times that we're under afflictions. I pray that you would bring out of those things the effect that you desire, that God, you would draw us closer to yourself. And I pray that you would get honor and glory and praise out of it all. Thank you for helping us this morning, Lord. I pray that you'd be in the service tonight. Please be with us and preach us, that you'd anoint him by your Holy Spirit. Please help us to receive it. I pray that you'd help all these that were mentioned for prayer. Lord, we know that you know what needs to be done in every life. And a lot of cases, there's outcomes that we would like to see. But God, we also know that there's a lot that you know that we don't know. And that's an understatement. And God, so we say, let your will be done and not our will. But God, we pray that you give grace for every need. Pray that you help them to sing that's done tonight without pleasing and bring you honor and glory, and that you keep us safe here tonight, and that you give us good fellowship together. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Page 86.
What's that?
There is very neat. What's that? I've never heard that. I thought it had been a hymn. Whatever that is.
I'm his.
What do you think?
Beth.
There is joy divine, it is ever mine, since the Lord has forgiven me. And I work and sing for the blessed King, by his grace I have been made free. There is grace for every need, grace for you, grace for me. There is grace. Yeah, I'm shrinking not only in size, but also in keys. All right, 113.
Yeah, it's in that flat. It's going to be too high.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad that I found out. He would bring me out and show.
remember the mural we had for Karina Thomas this Friday, 3 o'clock, where we'll be receiving friends for the family, 4 o'clock. We'll be at the funeral here at Valley View Baptist Church. Myself will be preaching, so will be Matthew Morgan. My son will be preaching also. And so you might be called on to sing if you would like to. So just pray for the family there, for Rosa and Mark and Wendy and Dorothy. All right. We're going to be in the book of Luke tonight, chapter number 12. Start reading verse number 16. Chapter 12, verse 16. The title of the thought that I have in my mind tonight is, "You're not taking it with you." Saying, "Ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do? Because I have no rooms where to bestow my fruits.' And he said, 'This will I do. I'll pull down my barns and I will and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say unto my soul, Soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thy fool, this night thy soul shall be acquired of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided?' So he is that lays up treasures for himself is not rich, is toward, rich toward God." Preach back to you, pray for us.
Lord, thank you for letting us be here tonight. Thank you for your word that was read. And God, I pray that you'd open our hearts to it. I pray that God, your word would be, as you said it should in your word, that it would be engrafted in us, and that it might take effect. And Lord, that you would do a work in us tonight. I pray that you'd help your man as he preaches, that you'd anoint him by your Holy Spirit, that you get honor and glory out of it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. This being Sunday night, tomorrow morning there will be countless millions of people to this country that will get up with one thought and one thing in their mind, getting ready for work. Yep. Ready to go make that living. And folks, don't get me wrong, we have to make a living. You know, we have to eat. We have to work. But should that be our main goal in life, is to be, you know, some people are more than just wanting to make a living. They want to lay up treasures here upon this earth. But it is good to look for tomorrow. If I die tomorrow, my kids are going to be a hurt. Because that ain't much to be left behind.
Yep.
Matter of fact, Christy will be hurt if I go first. Because there ain't going to be nothing left.
Yep.
But I'm going to riches that are untold.
Amen. Amen. Yep. Amen.
Folks, in my heart, I believe with all my heart, if we're going to lay up treasures, we need to lay them treasures up in heaven.
Amen.
We need to put them where they're going to mean something. You know, I can have all the money there is in the world and still die and go to hell.
Yep.
And it would be meaningless. I mean, what good? What good? Money can't save you from hell.
Nope.
And I'm going to be honest with you, having money is not a sin. Nope. Having things is not a sin. What makes it things like that a sin is when you put those things before God.
Amen.
Amen.
When your money is more important to you than God.
Yep.
When the things that you have is more important than God.
Amen.
When you take the things that God's blessed you with and you hoard them up for yourself and you don't think of others.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, this man here, if you look at how the story started, he had more in his barns than he could contain.
Yep.
And rather than say, well, you know what? My neighbor down here didn't have the biggest blessing in his fields than I had this year. Maybe we just need to take a little bit of this wheat, a little bit of this barley, a little bit of this corn that I've got, that I ain't got no place to put it. And just give it to him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen?
Amen.
But I love the way it says it. There, that certain rich man said, this is what I will do.
Yeah.
Did you see that when I was reading that text? Did you see that?
Yeah.
He had a problem. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? He asked the question, what should I do? He asked that in himself.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, church, we do that. Mm. What? He thought to himself, what shall I do?
Yeah.
We don't say, God, what shall I do?
Yeah.
What shall I do? I'm going to tell you what. I has caused us to have a lot of missed blessings.
Yeah.
Amen.
I.
Amen.
Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. He's got that problem. Nowhere to put them. What shall I do? Instead of asking the question, God, what shall I do? And folks, a lot of times in our life, we'd rather, no matter what kind of problem it is, we say, what shall I do?
Yeah.
Instead of asking God, God, what shall you do to help me with this problem?
Yep.
We miss out right there on the blessing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yep. Amen.
And he said, this will I do. There's that word I again. It ain't God. What shall I do? And then say, God, I hear you and I will do. He said, I will pull down my barns and I will build greater. It's all about Him, ain't it? And sometimes in life, folks, we get, even Christians, we can get in that spot in our lives where it is I.
Yeah.
One little letter, I get in the way of God blessing me a lot of times.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
I get in a lot of trouble sometimes because I don't ask God what needs to be done in a situation.
Amen.
Amen.
Am I the only one in here that has that problem?
No.
Amen. No, we all have that problem.
Amen.
And it's probably people watching that have the truth being known, they're sitting there wherever they're at and they're saying, yeah, I got that problem too, preacher.
Yeah.
I gets in the way. When we should be calling out to the Lord and saying, Lord, this is the problem. You have blessed me so much. You have blessed me to the point to where I have got so much that I cannot store it anymore.
Yep.
What is it that you want me to do with that?
Yeah, amen.
You know, I still... Preacher Billy said something one time that stuck in my mind. Matter of fact, he said it more than once. Folks, if you want a blessing, be a blessing.
Yeah.
Amen.
When we try to be a blessing or a blessing to someone else, they're not the only one receiving a blessing. You are receiving a blessing because God has used you to do the blessing. Amen? Alright. Now this guy here, he has, you know, he's done decided in himself what he's going to do. And then here he goes. I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Boy, I tell you one thing. We don't have many problems when we got a bank account that's full.
Right.
When you got a bank account that's full, and you look down there and you see the tires bald on the car, you don't pray to God for a set of tires, you just go buy a set.
Yeah.
When you go to get in it and it goes, you ain't praying for God for that thing to drink. You just get the other thing, you ain't going to go buy a battery. When you got a full bank account.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. When the bank account, when you ain't got nothing to depend on but God.
Yeah.
And I can say, but it is nothing wrong with having money.
Yeah.
No.
Amen.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
It's not a sin. You're not going to die and go to hell just because you got a lot of money. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You die and go to hell because you ain't saved.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'm not talking about saving money, I'm talking about being saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
But Lord God tonight, church. When it all falls apart and the only one you got to depend on is God, if you start putting Him first and start praying for stuff that you need, then He supplies the need. Guess what? And when He supplies, ain't it wonderful the blessings?
Yeah.
And the people that He uses to bring those blessings?
Yeah.
Amen.
You think about that when you're walking out of here and you look up at the roof of this church.
Yeah.
Yes.
That the people that God bless and put in our lives to help us in our time of need.
Yep.
Amen?
Yeah.
I thank God.
Amen.
Thank God totally.
Amen.
For what He's done for us.
Yes. Amen.
But I don't take His blessings for granted either. I want to make sure that He knows that I'm appreciative of every tire that He's ever got me.
Yes.
Every battery that He has supplied.
Amen.
Every time the power bill was due and I didn't have the funds to pay it and He took care of it.
Amen. Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
But you got folks in life that they are focusing more on making a living than they are living.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest with you. I used to be one of those folks.
Yeah.
That it was more important to, you know, I had responsibilities. I had kids to feed. I had to make sure that they were fed and had clothes and shoes. you know, it's like now, I got to make sure that Christy's got her medicine, that she's got what she needs, that she gets to the doctor. And God is, and I'm going to be honest with you, He has supplied that.
Yeah.
Thank God that the position that He has put me where I can be a help and a blessing to people.
Yeah.
Because that's what's important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Helping others. Being there.
Yeah.
Being a blessing. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm anything, but not to uplift me, but to uplift Him.
Right, amen.
That's what's important.
Yeah.
Folks, is making sure that when you are doing the things that He has you to do, that you make sure that it's done for Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
For His glorification, for His recognition, not yours.
Yeah.
Or mine.
Amen.
But His.
Yeah.
But you know, again, you got folks in life that's all they want to do is make money. And, you know, we are poor old kids. I tell you what, I feel so sorry for these kids nowadays where parents think it's more important for them to go to college and try to get a job making money that they're going to work their life to death trying to just pay for the student loans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're not going to enjoy life.
Yeah.
Educated, stupid.
Yeah.
To try to do better. That, you know, I've heard my parents say, especially my mom, not so much dad, but mom, oh, I want my kids to have better than I am. How many of you have heard that from your parents? I want my kids to have what I want. What
yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
Amen.
Being successful, rich on this earth ain't what's important. I want my kids to have Jesus.
Amen.
I want to know that my kids are in church each and every time the church doors are open that they go to.
Amen.
That's what I want my kids to have.
Yeah.
I want them to have what I want.
Yeah.
Salvation.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because not only will it provide for them in this life, but it will make their life in the afterlife much even good.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Parents force their kids to go to college, but will not force them to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They will pay good money. They'll put the house on hawk. Mm-hmm. Make sure your kids go to college. But on Sunday morning, they will not go in there and wake them up and tell them they have to go to church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Laying up treasures on this world.
Mm.
Treasures that's going to be burned. It's going to be gone. A 100 years from now, well, I ain't even going to give it that much.
Yeah.
You know, when I go, Matthew's going to be over there probably, him and Michael, sure had an aluminum siding off their trailer. Tearing it down because it ain't worth nothing. But, just think, I don't have to eat no more. I'm going to be in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad got him up and took him to church.
Yep.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mackie, did I twist your arm and make you go to college?
No.
My parents didn't even. I went to a technical college, but and then I don't even use that. But God is good, folks, and these people, they don't realize just how their pride and their youngins were not getting them in the house of God at an early age.
Yeah.
Amen.
Where they'll know what it's like to go to church, learn about Jesus and what he's done for them, how God loves them, takes care of them, provides for them throughout life.
Yeah.
When you go through that college, when they give you that piece of paper, when you're not sending them money anymore, they're done with you.
Yeah.
But God's always there.
Amen.
Folks, it's like I said, they can work all their life. You can work all your life, and you can lay up all the treasures you want here on this earth. But I guarantee you, come Friday, when we're having that funeral, you're not going to see no U-Haul sitting out there in that parking lot. All the stuff that that young lady is accumulating, now I'm not saying she was rich, but no, I mean her, you know, she's that way.
Right.
I'm just saying. She's not taking it with her.
No.
Right.
She ain't taking nothing with her. Folks, we come into this world naked and we're going to leave that way.
Yeah. Yep.
I come into this world naked, toothless, and bald. That's the way I'm going to live. You can see I'm almost there. Half of my teeth are gone and half of my hair. You ain't taking it with you?
No.
All this that you accumulated. You know, I can remember when Mama passed away. Me and Steve and Teresa having to go through their stuff. Separate it and trying to give it away, whatever. The last little bit of stuff I give to somebody to take to the flea market. Mm-hmm. And we still got stuff packed up over in the building. It's just there.
Yeah.
Christy's dad is all still sitting there. Mm-hmm. Ain't a bit of it went with them. And it ain't going with you either.
Right. Amen.
And it ain't going with that world out there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go to hell and I'm going to take all my riches with me. No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
No. You're going to hell maybe, but you ain't taking nothing with you.
No.
Not a thing. It's all still going to be here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like this rich man here. God said unto him, thy fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be? In other words, who's getting all your stuff?
Yeah.
Do they appreciate it as much as you did? There's stuff that my mama treasured. But you know, as kids, it, you know, it went to the flea market.
Hmm.
It meant something to her, but it didn't really mean anything to us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, it's like I told, or Betty. Yesterday I said, when I die, boy, I feel sorry for my one Mikey trying to get rid of all this junk that I got. Feel sorry for him. We're going to get rid of all that stuff.
Yep.
Glory to God. What is it? It's just things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just things.
Yep.
And three boys are going to be wore out trying to carry all that stuff away.
Yep. I mean,
You don't have to file over nothing, Matthew. I've got two or three things of each thing. They're right there.
You can't find none of them.
Yeah. You already see what I got yesterday. But glory to God. Folks, just keep in mind, you haven't got but one thing that you're going to take with you. And that's you.
Yep.
Amen.
That's you.
Yeah.
All the rest of it's going to be left behind.
Amen.
But, I'm glad to say, if you have some few treasures up there in heaven, you'll have something left to feed Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what's important as far as things that are concerned.
Yeah.
Is what you lay up in him.
Amen.
Those treasures is what's important. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So all I got, anybody got anything on your heart? Okay, not handy prayers.